Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Unleash Your Metabolic Power. Use science to conquer weight. This is your go-to podcast for science-based strategies for achieving your optimal weight. I'm your host, Patty Pelko, and today I want to address a question I got this week that resonates with so many of us women. Why do we inevitably gain weight as we get older? Here's the question that I got. Hi, Patty. I wanted to ask you for your two cents regarding this article I read about gaining weight with age and cortisol levels. Does endurance exercise have anything to do with it? Is it menopause or something else? Why do women gain weight when we get older? And she sent me a link to an article which blamed weight gain in women as they get older on doing too much cardio exercise, saying that it leads to increased cortisol levels, which causes fat storage. Now, this idea has been around for about 20 years. Do you remember the late night TV ads for supplements that would lower your cortisol levels and get rid of belly fat? Well, there's been a lot of scientific research since then. So let's take a deeper look at whether this idea holds any water and explore why women gain weight as they get older. Now, this is important because knowing the mechanics behind your body's changes lets you use that knowledge to regain control of your weight. I'm going to dig deeper into the lesser known factors because they are fundamental to your success in this area, but are often overlooked. That's the kind of transformation we're diving into today. And it's not just theory, it's based on scientific research. All right, so let's begin where the question I read earlier started, with cortisol. Cortisol is commonly known as the stress hormone, which makes it sound bad. However, cortisol is absolutely needed for good health. It helps your body respond to all kinds of stress, including the stress that comes from working out. In this instance, cortisol helps your muscles recover from exercise, which is why this hormone goes up after you work out. So why does cortisol have a bad rap then? Well, researchers saw that when its levels spike for prolonged periods, we often see an increase in body fat. Further studies indicate that high cortisol levels increase your hunger hormones and cravings, so you eat more. But it's important to note that what's causing the high cortisol levels isn't endurance exercise. It's chronic stress. Now, I'm not talking about the occasional traffic jam or a lost phone or an argument with that rude guy who cut in line in front of you at the grocery store. Instead, I'm talking about the endless toll your body can experience every day when you have a high-pressure job or an unhealthy relationship with a partner or a child, or getting woken up by your neighbors every single night, or some combination of all of those things. By managing stress, we can actually aim to regulate these cortisol levels and the weight gain they may cause. Now, let me share a mind-blowing experience from one of my clients, Sarah, that perfectly illustrates how much stress can influence your weight. Now, Sarah is a powerhouse entrepreneur who has single-handedly built her business from the ground up. Now, as you might imagine, that meant grueling hours and a stress level through the roof. Sarah decided to run her own little experiment during a 9-day family reunion vacation. Here's the kicker. She kept her eating and exercise habits exactly the same. The only change was she completely unplugged from work. No emails, no texts, zero work calls. When she got back, she stepped on the scale and couldn't believe her eyes. She had dropped nearly 10 pounds. The only variable that had changed was her stress level. This isn't just anecdotal. It's a striking example of how reducing chronic stress can directly affect cortisol levels and, by extension, your weight. Now, before you say, Patty, I can't just quit working to lose weight. And I get that. So I'm going to give you some ideas later on to help with stress management so you can see how stress is affecting your weight. Now, while cortisol plays a part in the weight gain mystery, it's not the lone villain in this story. Think of it as just one character in a larger ensemble cast. Stick around as we meet the other actors that contribute to weight gain as we age. The next cast member in our ensemble is menopause, especially the hormonal shifts that come along with it. If you're in this chapter of your life, pay close attention. Menopause isn't just hot flashes and mood swings. It's like a hormonal symphony with multiple instruments playing at once. Estrogen and progesterone levels dip, testosterone becomes more prominent, and these changes inevitably affect other hormones that influence fat storage. But there's a silver lining. With the right hormone therapy and lifestyle tweaks, you can significantly mitigate these effects. The key isn't just understanding these changes, but actively adapting to them. Now, let's talk about a side effect of hormonal shifts that many of us dread: poor sleep quality. Trust me, I get it. A couple of nights of poor sleep, and I'm running on empty. It's hard enough to get off the couch, let alone hit the gym. One of my clients put it perfectly. The worst part about sleep deprivation for her was the insatiable craving for carb-heavy snacks. And it's not a coincidence. Poor sleep messes with your hunger hormones like leptin and ghrelin, and combined with stress can lead to emotional eating. But here's where you can regain control. Now, I know that many of you have tried the generic sleep hygiene tips you've heard a million times, and they just didn't do enough to help you sleep. If that's you, there are now scientifically backed apps you can try, like Calm, Better Sleep, and my personal favorite, Stellar Sleep. What I love about Stellar Sleep is its personalized approach. It crafted a sleep plan tailored to my specific struggles, and it actually worked. It's also helping with my stress management too. So it's like a two-for-one solution. And just so you know, I'm not getting paid to talk about these apps. I genuinely use them and recommend them because I believe they can make a difference. Remember, when it comes to managing your weight, good sleep and stress management aren't just nice to have. They're essential, and science backs that up. Let's talk about another contributor to weight gain that's often overlooked: medication. Some meds prescribed for anxiety, depression, or even high blood pressure can cause weight gain. The good news? You can talk to your healthcare provider about alternative medications if you suspect that this is happening to you. Now, I want to get personal for a moment because I recently had a medication affect my fitness and the impacts were huge. I was so miserable that I'm telling everyone about it because I don't want anyone else to be stuck in the same boat. A while back, my doctor doubled the dosage of a migraine medication that I take daily. Initially, it seemed like a win-win. My headaches almost vanished. But a month in, I started feeling downright awful. All my old injuries and aches resurfaced. My energy tanked. Sleep became a struggle, and I gained about 12 pounds. It took me some time to connect these changes to the new medication dosage, especially because I'd already been taking it for a year and didn't notice any of these effects before. After a four-month roller coaster, my doctor and I found an alternative that got me back to feeling like myself. So if you're feeling off, whether it's exhaustion, weight gain, or a lack of energy for physical activity, I can't stress enough how crucial it is to talk to your healthcare provider. Because in my case, I was doing everything quote unquote right, but was still gaining weight due to factors outside of my control. In talking to your doctor, you might just find an adjustment that gives you relief and helps you feel better overall. So before we wrap up today, I want to focus on the real cornerstones of your health: stress management, sleep, and yes, medications and hormone fluctuations, especially around menopause. You might be wondering why I didn't dive into diet and exercise today. Well, rest assured, we'll cover those in upcoming episodes. But here's the thing. If your sleep is fragmented and your stress is through the roof, even the best diet and workout routine may not give you the results you're seeking. Here's why. Think of your health as a pyramid. At the very base, your foundation is quality sleep. It sets the stage for everything else. The next layer, stress management. And it's hard to build anything durable if your foundation at the bottom, sleep and stress management, is shaky. Everything else, like nutrition and movement, lie on top of your sleep and stress management. If you're a visual learner, I've included a link in the show notes that includes a drawing of a health pyramid along with a stress checklist. This checklist will help you gauge where your stress levels are at. And the pyramid will give you a clear picture of how these elements stack up in the grand scheme of your health. So what's your game plan? Pick one area that you suspect is having a big impact on your life that you'd like to make a change in. Is your sleep schedule more erratic than a cat on a caffeine binge? Does your stress level spike faster than a teenager's heart rate when they lose Wi-Fi? Are your hormones fluctuating faster than a flash flood? Whatever it is, choose one small change that you can incorporate into your life that will push you in a positive direction. Is it a sleep app or a doctor's visit to talk hormones or medications? Meditating? Whatever it is, here's the essential part. Find what works for you and commit to it. Let's not just talk about change. Let's make it happen starting today. Imagine just for a moment that you've taken these steps. I'm going to walk you through what that may look like because it's so important to see and feel the end result now to help give you the motivation and drive to get there. You found your unique key, whether it was getting those 8 hours of restorative sleep or talking to your doctor about feeling more in balance, or incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine. Picture yourself waking up refreshed, jumping out of bed with an energy you haven't felt in years. No more dragging your feet to the coffee machine. No more fighting the cravings for sugar-laden snacks. Visualize walking into a room with your head held high, radiating confidence. Feel the fit of those clothes that you love, but were once too tight. Well, they're yours to wear now, and you look fabulous. Imagine finally breaking free from the emotional burden of struggling to lose weight, the constant cloud of stress lifted. You're lighter, both physically and emotionally. And it's not just about the weight. Your newfound energy has a domino effect on every aspect of your life. You're more productive at work, your relationships flourish, and you discover joy in activities you once thought were too challenging. You're not winded walking up the stairs, and you're considering joining that dance class or going on that hike you've been dreaming of. You're living life in full bloom, and it feels incredible. This isn't just a fantasy. It can be your reality. Science tells us so, the stories of countless individuals confirm it, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way. The journey will have its challenges, but the rewards are so worth it. So go ahead and commit to that one change today. because a single step will lead you to your final destination. And remember, you have the power to create this future for yourself. You can achieve this transformation, and I can't wait to hear your success story. I've wrestled with the challenges I've talked about today, as have friends, experts, and many of you listening right now. And here's what I've learned. The challenges are just as real as gravity, but so is our ability to rise above it. You've got this. You're not just battling weight gain. You're creating a richer, fuller, healthier life for your future self. So remember, whether it's cortisol or menopause, stress or sleep, each plays a part in your journey. And that number on the scale, it's just that, a number. It does not define you. You're an incredible human being, and you're absolutely capable of the transformation that you want. So go ahead, seize your power, chart your course, and let's crush this journey together. Thank you for tuning in, and I can't wait to dive deeper with all of you in the next episode, where we're going to talk about how calories aren't the enemy and who the real culprit is. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out. Bye.